First of all, my brother, I'm not surprised, because any issue that has racial inclinations is bound to stir emotions. In this case, Julius Malema is known for making statements that are sometimes misconstrued to mean things that he doesn't mean. You would have seen what happened in the Oval Office when his clips were played and they were taken literally at face value. And then, of course, people joined the bandwagon and they started looking at him as someone who's anti-white, taking that out of context. So I was not surprised then that when the Equality Court made this ruling, both Malema as an individual and the EFF indicated that they were not happy, and then they are going to take it on appeal. And it's within their right to do so. So there is nothing surprising for me in that regard.
What I want to go on some insight from you, because what the EFF have mentioned is that the Equality Court has failed to understand this issue from a metaphorical, literary and historical sense. I'm trying to understand, because this is not the first instance of the EFF or Julius Malema getting in trouble for his words. I'm wondering, is this something that they should possibly abscond from? Should they stop doing these kind of or utilizing such rhetoric? Because this seems to be a common issue almost yearly with the party.
You know, my brother, we must be honest about this thing. We didn't just go to bed and woke up being a democracy. Mm. There is a history behind our current situation, the current status quo. So that particular history involved struggles against the apartheid government. And in that process, there were revolutionary songs that were sung. Some of them are still being sung today, by the way.
Yes.
You will hear people every now and then. For example, there is a funeral of a high-ranking politician. There are people who sing those old songs. But then because it's understood, the context within which they are sung, it's never an issue. Mm. So in this case, as much as there might be issues that Malema could be taken to task on, but I think in terms of singing this song, I don't necessarily agree with the interpretation of the Equality Court, particularly because not only am I a political scientist, but I'm also a historian. The question then you ask, are you silencing history? That is the question. And then you can sing a struggle song without necessarily infusing current meanings, because the moment you infuse current meaning in a revolutionary song, then you are going to miss the point, and then you'll arrive at the conclusion that the Equality Court arrived at, taking things literally instead of looking at the issue in the context within which it is used. I think there is more education that needs to happen, even to our justice system, because at times they will mislead the nation through the judgment they make.
Indeed, sir. And I'm wondering, as you were speaking, do you think that we are now entering into a period of South African history where those struggle songs no longer have a place within South African democracy? Because I feel like that's a sense that the Equality Court and the South African Human Rights Commission have kind of pulled through, that those songs were acceptable at one point in time in South Africa's history, but in this present day, it's not something that is acceptable.
We are going that direction, my brother, unfortunately. And it's a very sad reality. And we cannot only focus on the judiciary on this matter. We also have to look at our education system. Some of the ministers, in fact, have not listened to the calls some of us have been making. For example, saying that it was wrong of us to take history and then infuse it with geography and then call it social science. It was totally wrong. History must be history. I even made, at some point, made an example that in countries like America, where I studied, you may be doing engineering, you are doing commerce, you are doing law, you are doing whatever, but it's compulsory that you must do history at least for six months to 1 year, because you have to understand the historical context within which we are operating. So the direction we are headed is a very wrong direction, and it's going to silence our history, and that will be a disaster.
Mm. I wonder, in some sense, what does South Africa look like where these struggle songs are not present? Because as you mentioned, it has become something that has been interwoven into our social fabric. These songs have become staples at numerous events. You mentioned the funeral. I know at celebrations as well, it's songs that are uttered, and it's never really from the sense of a desire to kill a specific group. It's always, in some sense, commemorating the struggles of the past and also the feeling that it establishes within communities.
You are absolutely right, my brother. And the sad reality is that if a song is sung during a celebration, they would look at who was singing it and not necessarily the fact that the song was sung. And then if the song is sung, say, for example, either in a party funeral or else in a public event, then they'll look at the individuals involved. I would sing the song and nothing would happen. Mm. You sing the song and then suddenly it becomes an issue. Then the question is, are we being selective in implementing the law? Those are the questions we're asking. So in other words, I do understand that our judiciary is trying to protect the country, but in so doing, we cannot also do it at the expense of history and then silencing history, as it were, and then making a point that future generations don't even know where we've come from as a nation. Mm. This is totally wrong.
Indeed. Professor, unfortunately, we don't have much time left, or rather, we have no time left, because I think this is something that deserves a far more philosophical undertaking. But, sir, thank you so much for coming onto our airwaves and having this conversation with us.
Thank you very much, my brother, for having me, and thank you to your listeners.
That was Professor Bheki Ngomizulu, a political analyst and director of CANRAD, that being the Center for the Advancement of Non-Racialism and Democracy at Nelson Mandela University. Coming online, of course, to talk about the matter of the EFF that are challenging the Equality Court's ruling against their leader, Julius Malema.